episode 16.5 of Consistently Above Average. This is definitely harboring on a risk. This has been released at the usual time in the air of consistency. I said yesterday it'd be a very bite-sized episode, but this week there's going to be something different. In an hour or two, I'm going to be heading to a podcast studio in an undisclosed location to record a video and audio podcast with somebody, and all going to plan, that's going to be released either later tonight or over the weekend. Now, when I initially first planned on recording this, I had some problems with Adobe Audition before getting the train to Dublin yesterday, and that just kind of left me in a situation where I had to record this now after I got back from Dublin. But several things have changed, so just bear with me here as we get through it. There is a rule that you won't say it's done until it's done in terms of the interview, so I'm not going to say who it is that I'm going to be talking to later on. Their schedule is a little bit insane as well, so it's still, you know, something could happen. But from my understanding and from what I am led to believe, it's an incredibly rare interview that I hope will show some insight into one of the toughest minds that I've come across, both in sport and in general. One or two people through the Instagram page at Consistently Above Average have gotten it right. So fingers crossed. We probably won't cover everything that people will want to hear from that capacity. The specifics that we could get into, the nuances, might be lost on me, but would want to be heard by the majority of people who will listen to it. So I will do my best in that sense. Thankfully, we will be able to funnel it massively into like athletic development, the sport of jiu-jitsu, getting started in jiu-jitsu, concepts of individual responsibility for a single sport versus the elements of responsibility in a team sport. So keep an eye on the feeds and keep an eye on YouTube for the brand new YouTube channel, Consistently Above Average. Now, I avoided the temptation to upload it to my own channel, which for some reason has a couple of hundred subscribers. I might put a preview clip on it and then put the whole thing out on a new YouTube channel over the weekend, but keep an eye out for that. Keep your fingers crossed, and I will keep you posted on Instagram throughout the day on when it's done and when it's in the bank and when it can be released. Now, initially, what I had written down on this as notes is that in a complete U-turn from last weekend's episode, I am meant to be flying to Birmingham on Saturday. Myself and Callum from Team Torres are heading to do the British Open. He messaged me at 11:30 on Sunday evening. I said, yeah, let's go for it. Fly out at 6:30 in the morning, fly back at 7:00 in the evening. That should be absolutely no problem. Was looking forward to getting a couple of matches and getting prep in for the Worlds. But the schedule for the tournament has been released this afternoon, and my match is scheduled to be at 20-6. First match at 20-6. Final, closer to 6. Flight home, 7:10. Now, there is a Ryanair flight at 11:10 later on that day that I could swap to and get. However, I need to be home in Dundalk Saturday evening, no matter what. And I can't really afford to be getting back to Dundalk after 1 a.m. We have a big training session on Sunday, a gi training session. I've also got family stuff that I need to be home for on Saturday, which is quite important. And the ideal plan was get the 6:30 flight, hopefully be on in the morning. What I am going to do is I'm going to message and I'm going to say, listen, I'm flying over and back. Is there any chance it could be ran a little bit earlier so I make my flight? They are completely within their rights of saying no. But I will admit that by the time I came to that sort of conclusion, I had taken a little snack or two on in Dublin after cutting a bit of weight during the week. Now, I still feel that I'm going to be fine in terms of restricting myself tomorrow, but I'm not weighing myself until the morning. So to me, this is a good lesson even in itself in terms of accountability, in terms of planning, in terms of being strict on the diet. But when I found out that it wasn't looking like it was going to be feasible, because the reality is the 11 o'clock flight out of the option, 10 past 7, I can't afford to be stuck in the airport having missed that flight and then needing to book a new one on the fly. So it does look like I will not be going, as of right now, recording late Thursday night, early Friday morning. So from Callum's perspective, any matches that he can get, bigger weights and brown belt, is essential. Hopefully this can be the start of another good run for him competing. He is one of the people who, despite having gotten major medals at the coloured belts, didn't throw away stability in his career or forego life experiences to just train jiu-jitsu full-time and then maybe regret it as he got a little bit older. So he's lived around the world in different places, different jobs, different experiences, while sticking in and around jiu-jitsu no matter where he's gone. Has been a long-time friend, training partner, regular travel compatriot of mine for the bigger tournaments as well. And to call a spade, probably nobody else that I compete alongside with or that I'm friendly with from jiu-jitsu has seen the two sliding scales as badly of the Andrew McGahan travelling circus over the couple of years. Hopefully now he has started to see the better side of it as well. I'm also raging that if I am or am not going to get to catch up with friend of the podcast, Chris Jelf, one of the greatest Team Torres free agent signings in history, who moved back to England with his girlfriend last year. I would love to be able to see him compete and catch up with him, but just may not be the move, unfortunately. And then on Sunday, we have our Gi Europeans training session, 12 until 2 in Uri, and there's a lot of other stuff on Sunday, and we just needed to be able to pick a date that could suit a handful of us. So hopefully we do get a good turnout at the training session. I'm quite nervous, I'll admit that now, about this longer form interview that's going to be done later on today. And I'm also quite down on myself at the minute as well, in terms of jumping at the chance to compete at the British Open and now maybe not being able to, because like everything in theory could have been right or good, but there's like 900 people competing at the British Open. It's running all day. It's a bit of a kick in the stones, but sometimes these things can happen, and whether it works for the best or it doesn't happen at all, it's not going to make too much of a difference in the long run. It's one competition, it's one experience, and all roads are still leading towards Las Vegas regardless. So I'm not going to be too bad about that. But in terms of the interview later on, nervous about it for a couple of perspectives. Fairly serious interview. I have a feeling that it's going to completely dwarf, eclipse, whatever, the total cumulative views of the last 15, 16 episodes. And I think it's going to potentially dwarf that within a couple of days of being released. And that's something that obviously I would like to happen for the podcast, but it's also something that I've been very apprehensive about doing if I did not think it was sustainable. So I'm getting this location to be able to record it, then take on the editing for it. And the editing is me doing it, so that doesn't really matter, but the location, fair enough, you pay for that sort of stuff, it's no problem. So there's been a low cost entry barrier in terms of doing these podcasts so far, because I have the equipment at home to be able to do it when I'm doing this myself. But when it comes to, and I also have enough equipment that I could have, for example, brought this equipment somewhere and done it there, but taking the worry of the production out of my hands, the recording, the quality, the audio, the video and stuff like that, means that the end product will be what it deserves to be. And that's kind of the main drawn factor behind that sort of area. So I do think, all going to plan, later on this afternoon or tomorrow, the worst case scenario, there's going to be a longer form interview for the first time on this feed, and there'll be a new YouTube channel as well that you can subscribe to. I am nearly laughing at myself at the fact that, like, I just wanted to put this smaller episode out because, you know, it's consistently above average. We need to get it out on a Friday no matter what, and we need to get it out on a Friday morning no matter what. So, fingers, if you're an early listener, if you're one of the early listeners on Friday who listened to it on the way to work or whatever, well, fingers crossed. I feel like I also have a huge story to tell, in the sense of the thing that I went to in Dublin last night. It was a very unexpected thing to go to in Dublin last night. It was unlike anything that I'd ever been at before or been around before. And maybe in the future we'll be able to catch up with some of the people that were involved with it so we can discuss it. So cards are being held incredibly close to the chest there, like a terrible poker player. And I'm sorry about that, but that was the up and down to Dublin. And that's why this episode that you're listening to isn't me talking about being very optimistic about, yeah, going to do the British Open, you have to take the opportunities you have to get. Now it's more like, no, I'm not doing the British Open because I'm an idiot in terms of booking flights and realizing that, you know, they can decide when the matches are going to be on. They may change it. And then I'm just going to have to cut a load of weight later on today anyway into tomorrow, which is going to be a nightmare. But if that's the case and they do move it, we're going to get it done. We're going to compete. We'll get home on the 7 o'clock flight and then we'll be absolutely laughing. Anyway, stay tuned to the feeds. Thanks for tuning in on this bite-sized micro episode. Consistently above average, long form, first ever interview coming later on today. Good luck.